wearing a rich flowing robe with wide sleeves. He also wore a tall hat with beads hanging from it. Jack pulled out his notebook and wrote, "First Emperor called Dragon King."
"The book we need must be in the Dragon King's library," said Annie. "I bet his palace is in that city."
Jack looked up.
"Right," he said, "and that's how to get there."
He pointed across the field to a dirt road that led to the walled city.
"Good plan," said Annie.
She climbed out of the treehouse and started down the rope ladder. Jack threw the china book and his notebook into his sack. He slung the sack over his shoulder and followed Annie. When they reached the ground, they started through the field.
"Look, that guy is waving at us," said Annie.
The man tending the cows was shouting and waving. He started running toward them.
"Uh-oh, what's he want?" said Jack.
A moment later, the man stood in their path. He was young and handsome with a kind face.
"Can you do me a great favor?" he asked. "I would be most grateful."
"Of course," said Annie.
"Give a message to the silk weaver. You will see her at the farmhouse," said the young man. "Tell her to meet me here at twilight."
"Sure, no problem," said Annie.
The young man smiled.
"Thank you," he said.
Then he started to leave.
"Wait, excuse me," said Jack. "Do you know where we can find the Imperial Library?"
A look of horror crossed the man's kind face.
"Why?"
he whispered.
"Oh, I just wondered," said Jack.
The young man shook his head.
"Beware of the Dragon King," he said. "Whatever you do, beware."
Then he turned and ran back to his cows.
"Oh, man," whispered Jack. "Now we know one thing for sure."
"What?"
asked Annie.
"This place is not as peaceful as it seems," Jack said.
Chapter 3. The Silk Weaver. Jack and Annie kept walking across the pasture toward the road. Annie stopped when they neared the farmhouse.
"We have to find the silk weaver and give her the message," she said.
"Let's do that on our way back," said Jack. "I'm worried about finding the Imperial Library."
"What if we don't have time?" said Annie. "We promised, and he was so nice."
Jack sighed.
"Okay," he said, "but let's find her fast, and remember to keep your head down so no one will notice us."
Jack and Annie bowed their heads as they headed toward the house. As they got closer, Jack peeked out from under his hat. An ox pulled a cart filled with hay. Men hoed the ground. Women pushed wheelbarrows piled high with grain.
"There," said Annie.
She pointed to an open porch where a young woman was weaving cloth on a loom.
"That must be her."
Annie ran to the silk weaver. Jack looked around to see if anyone was watching. Luckily, all the farm workers seemed too busy to notice anything. Still looking around carefully, Jack walked toward the porch. Annie was already talking to the silk weaver.
"What did he say?"
the young woman asked. Her voice was soft but strong. Her dark eyes glowed with happiness.
"He said you should meet him in the field at twilight," said Annie. "He's so handsome."
"Yes, he is."
The silk weaver gave Annie a shy smile. Then she reached down to a basket near her loom and picked up a ball of yellow thread.
"It was very brave of you to bring the message," she said. "Please accept this silk thread as my thank you."
She handed Annie the ball of silk.
"It's beautiful," said Annie. "Feel."
She handed it to Jack. The thread was smooth and soft.
"How do you make silk?" said Jack.
"It is made from the cocoons of silk worms," said the weaver.
"Really? Worms? That's neat," said Jack. "Let me write that down."
He reached into his sack.
"Please don't," said the silk weaver. "The making of silk is China's most valuable secret. Anyone who steals the secret will be arrested. The Dragon King will have him put to death."
"Oops," said Jack.
He dropped the ball of silk into his sack.
"I think you must leave quickly," whispered the silk weaver. "You have been seen."
Jack looked over his shoulder. A man was pointing at them.
"Let's go," he said.
"Bye," said Annie. "Good luck on your date."
"Thank you," the silk weaver said.
"Come on," said Jack. They hurried away from the silk weaver.
"Stop," someone shouted.
"Run," said Annie.
Chapter 4. The Great Wall. Jack and Annie ran around the farmhouse. At the back was an ox cart filled with bags of grain. There was no one in sight. The shouting behind them got louder. Jack and Annie looked at each other, then dived into the back of the wooden cart. They buried themselves in the middle of the bags of grain. Jack's heart pounded as the shouts came closer. He held his breath and waited for the people to leave. Suddenly the cart lurched forward. Someone was driving them away. Jack and Annie peeked over the bags. Jack saw the back of the driver. He was calmly